Earl Wilde with his take on the Gershwin songbook. His seven virtuoso etudes, Embraceable You, here on The Oasis, the new classical FM. It's a Wednesday. My name is Mark Wigmore. Great to have you along. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. That's music from Ensemble Masque, composed of a core of six instrumentalists specializing in Baroque music. The ensemble is renowned for its adventurous spirit within its concerts and album projects, including their new one, as well as the depth of interpretations within their repertoire. You just heard the group's latest, Roots de Café, and the new CD is a musical journey tracing coffee on its way to Europe from the Ottoman Empire. This is a story nearly 500 years in the making, from the streets of Turkey to the music-filled coffee houses of Germany and then eventually landing in Paris and London. This is a caffeinated musical tribute that features Bach, Marai, and others. There's music by Turkish musicians, beautiful vocals, and a piece by the viola player in the group, Kathleen Kajioka, who you know as a musician, but also a host here on the new Classical FM. Her show, A Little Night Music, follows The Oasis every evening. Like I say, exotic, adventurous. That's the sound right there. With me in studio to talk about this new CD and the Gramophone Magazine Award is Kathleen Kajioka. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me? It's kind of fun to see you on the other side of the microphone here.
It's a bit weird to be on the other side.
I bet it is. Tell us about the honor the group is receiving next week.
Well, we found out a while ago that we had been nominated for a Gramophone Magazine Award for a collaborative CD that we made with Vox Luminous, which is a wonderful choral group over in Europe. And we put together an album called Buxtehude Abendmusiken, and it's all around the music of Dietrich Buxtehude, who was the big figure in German music in the generation before Bach. And then we found out that we've won the award. It's in the choral department.
So this is a big deal. I've mentioned it to a couple people around here and people in the classical musical world, and people are just light up when they hear this. This is a big award. It's world-renowned. You're proud of the project. Why do you think it resonated with the Gramophone judges?
Well, I'm happy it resonated with them. I think that there is a very refined approach in the performance. I mean, I think for us, in terms of Masque, this is an era of music that we've spent a lot of time in, that right. 17th century German repertoire that has its own particular flavor, so it was right in our wheelhouse.
I was going to say, I would imagine they love the specificness of what it is, you know, when you work on a specific moment in time or a certain type of repertoire, that would be special to the judges. You might not hear all those pieces otherwise.
Well, they seem to have heard something particular there that I'm very happy they did. I mean, we do bring so much passion and detail and spirit to what we're doing that it's just wonderful to have that reflected this way.
All right. So even though, you know, it's a couple of years back that you recorded that one, special to be receiving the award next week in the UK. Any of the members going to make it over?
I think, unfortunately, everybody in Masque is booked.
Right. Everybody's busy. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, but I think a representative from Vox Luminous will be there.
Very nice. How did you come up with this latest idea for this new disc, Roots du Café?
Well, that was Olivier Fortin's idea, and he's the founder of the group. And like all of us, he's very intense about his coffee, but he loves it so much. Actually, at one point, he was thinking of opening a cafe. So I think he learned a lot about the history and origins of coffee. Now, there is, at the core of the CD, Bach's famous coffee cantata.
That's right.
But then Olivier discovered another cantata by a French composer, Bernier. So I think between those two pieces, he had a good solid basis for an idea here.
And I love the history, how the music follows this exciting new drink back in the 1500s.
Yeah, considered, you know, to some to be quite, you know, illicit and toxic, which is kind of the idea behind Bach's coffee cantata, where the father is saying to the daughter, like, he wants her to quit coffee. If she doesn't, he won't find her a husband. around.
See, that's like opera material there. My goodness. And you can you encapsulate that coffee journey and how the music is sort of intertwined with it? It starts in Turkey.
Yeah, it starts in Turkey. So, I mean, that is the passage through which Europe received its coffee, and then through there to everywhere in the world. But for us, musically, we wanted to reflect this. Myself, with my own background in Middle Eastern music, I know of the idea of the... it depends on where you're coming from. You can quote wasla or fasl, which means connection.
Right.
And it's a way of putting different pieces of music together along the same theme or the same mode or key. And so we thought, well, this would be a nice basis for weaving these different worlds together.
Right.
So the CD itself moves back and forth between Europe and Turkey.
And eventually it does make its way to the German. I mean, the Germans pick it up and they build coffee houses, and we hear performances there. And then we get into further west, we get into France and England. Sort of fascinating, and it must have been a lot of fun to put it together.
Definitely fun, very eclectic. And actually, once we had all the pieces recorded, then sorting out exactly what to put where was quite a puzzle. But I'm really happy with how it has turned out.
And you wrote this, you mentioned it earlier, but you wrote a piece for this particular CD.
I did. Actually, it's a piece that I had written already.
Okay.
Once upon a time when I was studying both Arabic music and French Baroque music, and I felt something linking them together, and I just got inspired to write this piece that's built off of the idea of a French saraband, but then it's full of Middle Eastern flavor, and it seemed to be the perfect fit for this exact project.
On the cover, I'll point out, it's a wonderful cover, and it looks like a member of royalty or somebody important, and she's enjoying a little coffee and a biscuit.
She sure is.
And so, and it's a beautiful older painting, so it's wonderful and fun to track that one. Congrats on the award. By the way, I mean, who can imagine a world without chamber music and coffee? So wonderful that you put this together.
Thank you.
Congrats on the award.
Thank you very much.
Very, very exciting. I think we should listen to a piece from the record. Roots du Café, available to purchase and stream now. And Kathleen, of course, you can listen to every night right after this program on A Little Night Music.
That's right. I'll be talking to you later.
All right. Here we are. We're listening to this latest disc from Ensemble Masque. Coffee Music, Roots du Café, available for purchase and stream now. You just heard Ensemble Masque featuring Kathleen Kajioka performing on viola. It's Mark Wigmore with you here on The Oasis, and I'll let you know much more on the way. I'll let you know that...